Oh man, I kind of got three subjects I want to cover here, and I'm not going to make it a long one. I say that all the time, but I'm just now getting back in the game. I damn near took 2 years off of the show, and honestly, what really happened there was I kind of just lost access to it for some reason. I think the app I was using to do the podcast, no excuse, I did get more busy with work as well. the app I was using rebranded, completely changed the name. If I'm not mistaken, Spotify bought it, and immediately took monetization away from me, because I actually had it monetized and I wasn't even making anything insane off of it. I'm legitimately my monthly, and I can't complain, I literally used my voice and it made money. So, but it was, to be 100% honest and clear with the viewers, people who do listen and watch, if you're one of those people from before that completely unintended hiatus, it was roughly 18-20 bucks a month, but I mean, better than nothing, right? Anyway, I wanted to talk today about kind of two different things, but kind of three, if you will. It's the 4B movement, economics and relationships, and dare I say life, because I think relationships are just another, dare I say, link under the umbrella of life. You know, you've got relationships and housing and food and cars, and I think relationships, I'm not saying a relationship and a car are the same thing, but it's all things you are using or that you do or that you are part of. So your job is something you're a part of, a relationship is something you're a part of, your community, I mean, you have a work life, a professional life, dare I say a professional network, family network, social network. So under all of these things, I think you can kind of put the umbrella of life and how economics ties into that. Another thing is the other thing I wanted to talk about with this one. So the 4B movement, economics, and the Daily Wire traditional conservative provider husband guy. If this is the man that they want to preach, every guy aspire to be in our society. You know, you want to be a Michael Knowles, I would not want to be a Ben Shapiro, because I don't support genocide toward Palestinians or the people Ben so passionately loves in defense either. I don't think anything bad should happen to Israel. Let's be 100% clear on that. But either or, right? That type of guy for, and women too. Women particularly are very implicit in this. For women to want a provider, you gotta stop cooking these dudes. Y'all are cooking these motherfuckers in family courts. But, you know, let's get, first of all. So, as hot as the 4B thing started, a bunch of American college girls picked up something that really isn't going on too heavy. They read a fucking Tumblr blog and they're like, oh my God, Korea's having all this shit going. Now, Korea, mind you, does have very low birth rates. Very low birth rates. But Koreans have been, who understand English and speak English, they've picked up the shit now that it's gone a little viral. And everybody's responding to all these dumbass feminists, as usual, because they are fucking stupid. And the people in Korea are saying, you know, we do have a low birth rate, the lowest Western both birth rates, right? But that, and it's kind of crazy, and I know that a little bit living in Europe, where they're coming from, because the Americans really gotta, our economy sucks, don't get me wrong, and inflation has been kicking everybody's ass, and shit's way too overpriced, and housing costs are insane right now. But the fact of the matter is, if you have a 80K, 90K year job, I mean, you're going to be struggling. Your wife's going to have to work. We're no longer really, unless you're really making crazy money or living somewhere cheap, in the position to have a stay-at-home spouse. Everybody's got to work now. I mean, I'm in a relationship where we both work, but neither here nor there. Basically, what's going on in Korea? So I'm not saying the 4B movement is debunked, but it's not this massive thing. It's outside of basically a few guys and girls have talked about it outside of Seoul University, which is their major city there. And a few college campuses and obviously upper class, Korean girls who perpetually live online. This is the issue. And it comes down to on the male side too, with red pill shit. A lot of this stuff is affecting motherfuckers who are perpetually chronically online. and not real life people. And what's going on the ground in Korea is much sadder than a 4B movement of a bunch of angry, bitter women who hate men. It's scarier than that because, I mean, who knows how far America is behind on this. And what ultimately happened to the Korean birth rate is what happened to their economy. Their economy hit the fucking fan, and their family unit was a sacrifice in that. I mean, there's a microcosm of this going on in America. A few years ago, maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago, outside of Tommy Sotomayor on YouTube, the idea of getting with and linking with a chick who, I mean, dudes are thirsty, so they just want women, period. But, like, there are men on a massive scale that are just openly averse to getting with single mothers. And it ain't, let me be clear, nothing against single moms. Nobody's saying it's bad that they have kids. Nobody's downgrading them for being single moms. But just like, you know, a house is $700,000 to $1 million in SoCal, and that's for a regular house. $500,000 in my home state of Illinois. Like, given how much houses cost. Oh, belching, that's going to be on there, but I don't feel like making a cut, so I'm not walking the dog. In Korea, they have even more, like, Seoul, if I'm not mistaken, is rated almost where New York is as far as cost of living. And the crazy thing about, and it's the same thing here in Europe, to procure a home for ownership or rent, apparently, and to procure a car, they have, if I'm not mistaken, between 10 to 20% down payment. I know here in Europe, for a bank to give you a house, and the houses are about $300 and less, so they're a hair cheaper than America, but not much. But I know when I went to a bank for a house here, they wanted like 20% up front. So I needed to get a hold of literally to use a bank in Europe where I'm at. I had to use an American bank to secure my house by simply getting, I don't want to go too much detail, but so I secured the 20%, which was more than $40,000, but less than $80,000. And then basically I used that to give it to the other bank. And then I have basically two loans I'm paying off. I did get a severance from another job I had. And yeah, for the most part, I'm doing okay, right? On my month to month. But long story short, Korean men particularly, they just don't have the capacity to provide anymore. I mean, not all, obviously, but they're basically been priced out of having a family. And there's obviously the rigid cultural, I don't know Korea that much, but if it's anything like Japan, I'm not saying they're the same, but, you know, a rigid culture and probably very traditional, at least in their Eastern traditions, which I know a little bit about, but I'm not going to say I speak for or about Korea because I don't know about Korea. But long story short, that and they harshly said, you know, the people from Israel are behind the Korean feminist movement, and it's really not a big thing there. They have a lot of shit going on, and it ain't the 4B movement. Okay, so going to the economics of it, and it's like the economics. I'm gonna combine these two subjects. It's like the economics and the good man, as I just spoke on with the economy of Korea. Same thing in America. Now, obviously, we have a lot easier than other places. You don't got to come up with, let's say you have a $700,000 house in SoCal, right? Wherever, what's a good city in SoCal? Like Carlsbad, right? So over there in Carlsbad or Coronado. Coronado is an island in San Diego, and houses over there 1.5, 2, 3, 4, 5 million. So no, but Orange, Park, anything like that. Anaheim. You're looking at, if they have the same laws and rules as Europe or Korea, or maybe even Asia too, because I know about Japan. You're looking at having to come up with $140,000 cash. I don't know. There's a lot of high value men out there. But do you got a liquid 140 just sitting around? $200,000? That's what the situation is for some Korean men over here in Western Europe where I'm at. And it's crazy. And obviously owning a home is a part of that, those milestones of life. You know, you want to get the education, get the education, have the fun, build the network, go to college. Absolutely, everybody wants to go on this path. And then you want to secure the internship or the first job, and obviously you want to land the girl, the promotion at the same time. You want to land the fiance, the future wife. Once you hit that promotion, you want to kind of look at, some people will do real estate and then kids. We're wild. Everybody's promiscuous now, so everybody's probably having kids before the education. Somebody's having kids at 19, 20 years old. Not everybody, the people who are, the wild people. But let's just say that that's your traditional path, Education, job, wife, kids, or wife, house, kids. No, I'm sorry, it's wife, house, kids, or it's wife, kids, house. But either or, right? The house ain't coming. It's not coming anymore for a lot of guys. For most guys, actually. And obviously, there's a lot of cultural issues. If I'm not mistaken, infidelity is a massive, going back to Korea, infidelity, for another thing a guy spoke on from Korea, and obviously, it's a microcosm. But I looked at, a couple dozen. I just went into the 4B actual, because it was like a thread called Actual Korean Response to 4B. And I looked at about 20 or 30 videos, some of them a minute or two long, but anyway, it's not that serious with that 4B shit. And then obviously I just talk about the economics of everything. And then obviously we got a lot of, if you're on YouTube or you look at Daily Wire, I'm not even all that conservative anymore. I was liberal most of my life because I was told to be by other black people. And then I, kind of drifted over to, I started buying stocks, and capital gains tax became an issue for me, property tax, because I became a homeowner in Florida. I switched over to conservative simply off economics. I was like, I don't give a shit. Because I'm like, oh, the racist. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I get a better return on my money from the government having less of a hand in my pocket from the right. Sorry. So, after that, I saw the right became, these traditional enforcing their religion, and I'm Christian too, but I also don't like enforcing it. I know there are other faiths out there. There's a lot of secular atheists in America and people that don't worship anything but themselves. And I'm like, you're free to worship yourself. Have a good life. Toodles. But the conservatives is like a trad conservative, mentality that we've got to enforce our values upon other people. And I'm like, that's the reason I was no longer liberal. And that's now kind of where I've drifted toward, libertarianism, central anarchy, whatever, right? Anarcho-capitalism, especially. But I say all that to say this. The Daily Wire has all of their talking heads, and a lot of conservative talking heads. And Candace Owens was no longer with the Daily Wire. And not just the Daily Wire, but there's so much, propaganda about being a good man and providing and marrying and all this stuff. And I'm pro-marriage. But that guy they are telling men to be, every time I turn around, you look left and right, you read comments, you read Reddit stories, you talk to people It's like through word of mouth and through other men and just through communities on Facebook. And granted, who knows if you can take that seriously and take it with a grain of salt. It's like Schrodinger's story. It's simultaneously true and false because you don't have no confirmation. I assume true, and I assume if not true from that person's exact words, because we're only getting their side of the story, I assume if not him, somebody probably has the experience of these stories that you read. And all I'm getting from that is, women are cooking the guy they want men to be. Women as a whole would love for the most men to just step up, leave the clubs and the parties, and stop being these party guys, at least the guys they don't want to fuck. The husbands, right? Because almost like an insult when you're husband material to a woman now. But to be that guy, you're getting barbecued. Stephen Crowder, let's say, what he says is true, and he was trying to be a good husband, and he was never violent toward his old lady. I don't think that's the case. That doesn't seem to be something that was claimed. They are saying abuse, but it's just verbal. I don't know how much stock we put. Drop the leash there. In quote-unquote verbal abuse to an extent. Obviously, it can be true, but defend yourself. I don't know what to tell you. I get in arguments with people all the time, significant others. I've said some fucked up shit that was never recorded from my home. So, I'm probably worse than Steven Crowder on that front. But neither, you know, neither here nor there, right? The man that you would assume most women are looking to be their husband, women have got to collectively stop treating that man like, man, like dog shit. Women treat the man who they would call a husband like dog shit. I've always said, with the whole future Russell Wilson thing, because that's a lot of people's like reference point. Nobody's telling women Russell's corny. I mean, women are interpreting that from what men are saying. I think the greater point that needs to be made on that is that people are saying, if you are in your individual life, you're not serial. But as an example, as a Sierra yourself, as a woman, to give the what you give, what she gave Future and Lil Bow Wow and 50 Cent and rappers, what she gave to her youth, to, dare I say, give that to your husband. Give that to Russ. Pick QB1 first, because now he's stealing QB1. Pick the athlete, or pick the good, pick your good guy, pick your husband first. Ride his dick as hard as you did, or planned on riding dudes in the club and on the scene and girls' trips to Miami. Fuck all that. I know it sounds like we're telling women to withhold and wait for that guy, but it's just like, if you reserve all that treatment and pour it all into that man, that good man, you will get it back. No arguments. But it's not what's happening. The husbands are getting cooked. If I were to, let's say I was like a life coach for 12, 13, 14 year old boys, I sadly would groom them to be, you know, Cam video Andrew Tate early in his career when he was pushing the whole cam sites, and he was like a pimp, basically a internet pimp, because they weren't pussy on a pussy, I guess. But like, I would say go along that route, get in shape, get rich, be the guy that they drool over, be Mr. Fun, be Mr. Weekend for the women, then to be their husbands, because they're getting way better treatment than the guys who are their husbands. The husband's getting marital missionary. They're getting them with a body count of 50. They're getting them fat and other people's kids already. And it's just like, just be that guy. Just be the player guy. Be Future. You gotta be Future. I would tell young men to be Future. Get a vasectomy, be Future, run through them, and just play the game that's being played in our society now. Nobody wants to be stable anyway. And when they get stability, they run away from it as if an F5 tornado just hit. So, anyway, that's kind of what I want to talk about. And I'll go more into that in its own episode, because I think it deserves more than one. So, yeah, 4B was bullshit, or at least overblown bullshit. Our economy is probably not going to get any better anytime soon. And on the world stage, it's even worse than you would even imagine. And conservatives and the internet is telling guys to be good guys and treat women like this and get married and do all this stuff. And that guy is getting cooked. They end up getting cooked by women. So that is something that probably deserves a part 2. So see you probably on the next one for part 2 of this. Y'all have a good one. I'm out.